Dakota has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across Central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including the Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal, Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Now, remember a few years ago, it was about 10 years ago, there was a fellow called Morgan Spurlock. Spent 30 days eating nothing but McDonald's. He made a film called Supersize Me, because they go to, you know, when you go to McDonald's, they'd say, oh, you want to supersize that and add some chips or get a bigger size.
And didn't have a shock horror twist at the end where he felt sick and put on lots of weight.
Yeah,
who would have thought it?
That's right. So what about the idea of sugar? That is, sugar that's in this supposedly healthy low-fat food. We've talked about this. The low-fat food has more sugar in it, apparently. So if you decided to just eat all of this healthy, low-fat food, which is loaded up with sugar, and ate nothing but that, what effect would it have on you? Well, Damon Gimeau, now he decided to make a film about this. He spent 60 days on a diet consisting of 42 spoons of sugar a day, effectively, about three times the recommended intake. The impact on his health was a little short of staggering. Here's a bit of the film. It's called That Sugar Film. It's on Foxtel's movie package at the moment. Here's a bit of the film.
Sugar is now found in 80% of the foods we eat, but with the constant confusion over its effects on our health, I feel like I need some definitive answers.
The point is to test out a very high sugar diet.
40 teaspoons of sugar a day.
But they must be hidden sugars found in commonly perceived healthy foods and drinks. So no soft drink, confectionery or ice cream.
I'm eating the same amount of calories as I did before and I'm not feeling full.
If I kept going for these levels, would I be knocking on the door of obesity?
Definitely. Haven't got far to go.
Any sugar, brown sugar, white sugar, fruit juice concentrate from fruit juice, equal effect on your health.
Not feeling very well at all today.
My fuse is a lot shorter.
Your mental function is just unstable.
So we're talking here not taking the 30 spoonfuls of sugar, but eating the food that's supposedly healthy that has this sugar. So you're having the equivalent of 30 spoonfuls of sugar a day.
I mean, food that's being sold to us and marketed to us as basically health food or healthy food.
Okay, let's find out more, because Damon Gimeau's on the line with us now. Good morning to you, Damon.
Morning, guys.
Damon, thanks for joining us. You didn't touch processed sugars for 3 years before you shot this documentary. What went through your mind to go and consume 40 or the equivalent of 40 teaspoons of sugar every day?
Well, I think that obviously I had quite an experience by removing it or lowering it at least from my diet, that I kind of had quite a transformation in terms of not only weight but also my kind of mood, my skin, my overall vitality, how I slept and whatnot. But I really didn't think much of it, and kind of 3 years went by, and then I started noticing more and more press starting to come out about sugar, and the camps were very divided. There was a lot of conflicting information out there for the public, and I kind of thought, well, you know, maybe I should do an experiment on my own body and document it just to see what is going on, because I think it's very hard. There's so many mixed messages around food for the public at the moment. That's how it started, and the whole thing kind of snowballed from there.
Was your wife a big fan of you doing it? You've got a young family, haven't you?
I didn't at the time, but look, she was probably instrumental in me originally lowering the sugar in my diet, because she ate very well and I was kind of eating terribly. And I, in a bid to impress her and keep the relationship going, I actually tried to eat all the food she was cooking me, and I removed the sugar that way. So she was very supportive, because she knew there was something in it. And she sort of said, look, you know, if you get this right, this might actually help a lot of people. So she's been incredibly supportive.
So take us through it. You didn't touch fast food, ice cream, soft drinks. So what types of food are we talking about here? Low-fat yogurt?
Yeah, I mean, the standard foods that I guess we've been told to eat as part of a healthy, balanced diet, they've often been given a tick, or they really fit that sort of low-fat model. So, for example, my breakfast would be a bowl of Just Right with some flavoured yogurt and then a glass of apple juice, and there's 20 teaspoons to start the day. So
20 teaspoons just in that breakfast?
That's right, and we're told to have that every day as part of a healthy diet.
See, that's extraordinary. So you're talking about Just Right, and you think about that name, Just Right. You're talking about, what, flavoured yogurt and apple juice. That sounds like a really healthy breakfast.
That's right. Now, the World Health Organization says we should have no more than 6 teaspoons of added sugar a day for optimal health. So if you're having 20 at breakfast, you're 3 times over your limit. And then you're going to have some lunch, and maybe you might have a chocolate treat thinking you're being, you know, being a bit cheeky at the end of the day. you can see how we're getting up to 30 or 40 teaspoons a day. So really the point of the film is just to raise that awareness and be more vigilant about where you're having the sugar. We're not saying don't have the chocolate at the end of the day or don't have the, you know, whatever it is it might be that you want to have your sugar in. Just be aware that you're having probably much more than you realise you are. So we really encourage people to read labels and basically empower themselves with knowledge around food.
What happened to you physically and mentally?
Well, what happened to me was pretty much all the symptoms that we've seen escalate in society in the last 25 years. So the big one was that a lot of the conjecture around sugar was the way that it uniquely metabolises in our body like other foods don't. And the speculation was that this one half of sugar, the fructose, actually turns to fat in your liver. So the fact that I developed fatty liver disease after just 18 days, I mean, this is a disease, non-alcoholic fatty liver disease, that kind of was very unheard of 35 years ago, and it now affects 1 billion people worldwide. Even in Australia, there's nearly 5.5 million people with non-alcoholic fatty liver disease. And once that liver turns to fat, the fat then gets pumped out into your bloodstream, and that's when you get complications of type 2 diabetes, heart disease risk. And these are all the things I developed. I developed pre-type 2 diabetes in 60 days. I put on 8.5 kilos. And certainly felt the impact on my moods. I think that's probably the most important aspect of the film, even though, you know, I suffered physically. I think there's so much research now going into the link between food and mental behaviour, and a lot of people aren't aware of that, that when you're having these highly refined foods, your insulin is released very quickly, which clears the sugar out of your blood so quickly that it drops, and then you seek more to get it back up again. So you're kind of living your life like a roller coaster, going up and down on these sugary foods. So the more we can swap them out for slower-releasing foods with fibre and more nutrients, then we're going to have better moods and consistent feelings throughout the day, and especially for children that are having these kind of breakfast.
Just tell us about you had mood swings, obviously.
Yeah, that's right. Huge mood swings. And again, you know, these parents are giving these kids these breakfasts thinking they're doing the right thing, and then the teachers are the ones that write to us and say, yeah, 45 minutes later, we have to deal with the kids. They're in the downturn of that mood swing before they get up again for recess. So it's just about being smarter about, you know, it's not demonising sugar. We're not saying remove it altogether. It's just starting to understand how it affects your body, because most people get quite surprised by that.
You put on almost, 10 kilos, you were saying, 8.5 kilos. How long did it take you to lose that weight?
Well, that's probably the best thing about the film, is that none of us expected it, but within 60 days of stopping the experiment and going back to my normal way of eating, obviously drank water again instead of the sugary drinks, that all my symptoms reversed. So the fatty liver disease, type 2 diabetes, everything turned around again in 60 days, which shows you how fantastic the human body is when you actually let it do its thing. And then the weight, about 90% of the weight came off in that time, and then I lost the rest over the next couple of months. But again, that was doing very minimal exercise because I was editing the film and also writing the book. And I think that's where the science now is pointing, is that, look, it's important to exercise. There are no doubt there are benefits, but as a primary weight loss tool, nutrition is far more important. In fact, they say now that it's 80% nutrition, 20% exercise. So, you know, so many people are just wasting so much time in the gym and then eating bad foods. And as we know now, you can't outrun a bad diet.
That's right. That's right. Damon, very interesting. Thank you very much for that. Thank you.
No worries, guys. Have a good day.
Damon Gamow, the film's called That Sugar Film. It's on Masterpiece on Foxtel, so you can look at your guide. You can find it. It's on several times over the next month or so, but well worth a look.
Maybe you've cut out processed sugars. Maybe you've started paying more attention to that nutritional advice column on the back of packets in your supermarket. Give us a call.
Yep.
What impact has it had on you? Have you cut out sugar? And have you noticed a change in both your physical and your mental well-being? Give us a call, 13 13 32.
Coda has turned up the frequency. Buses are running more often across central Ohio. Starting this September, you'll see expanded weekend service on the east and north sides, including Easton and Polaris corridors. Plus, there are added weekday trips downtown from New Albany, Canal Winchester, and Tuttle. It's more service, more connections, and more ways to move across the city. Discover the enhanced schedule at coda.com/service changes. That's coda.com/service changes.
Time. It's always vanishing. The commute, the errands, the work functions, the meetings, selling your car. Unless you sell your car with Carvana. Get a real offer in minutes. Get it picked up from your door. Get paid on the spot. So fast, you'll wonder what the catch is. There isn't one. We just respect you and your time. Oh, you're still here? Move along now. Enjoy your day. Sell your car today.
Carvana.
Pickup fees may apply.